Good afternoon, everyone. It's Thankful Thursday, February 1st, the year is 2024. Welcome to Strands of Wisdom here on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. I'm your host today, Peggy, and I'm so glad y'all chose to join me. My co-host, Kay, is not available today as she had a doctor's appointment, so she was unable to reschedule the appointment, but she will be back here next Thursday, February 8th, so mark your calendars. So I get to do this solo today, so we'll see how it goes, huh? Kay and I wanted to let you all know that we really appreciated the support you gave us the end of last year when we started our show, Strands of Wisdom. We weren't so sure that we were going to go do it any more than just once a month, but we decided we'd give it a shot and see what happens for a couple months and see if we're reaching the people that need to be reached and that were helpful in some manner. That's our whole goal. Again, so we're just stepping outside of our comfort zone to hopefully help more people. Starting off, you all, anybody who knows me knows I love the Kansas City Chiefs. So it would be very remiss of me if I wasn't to let all of you know that my boys once again will be going to the Super Bowl. So I just wanted to make sure that you knew that. It would just be horrible if none of you were aware that the Chiefs were going to the Super Bowl for the second year in a row. See, isn't that nice? I share wonderful information. The first part of this show, I will be just sharing information. The topic today is going to be on gratitude. And again, I'm very grateful that the Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl. I will be taking questions out of the chat room in the second half of the show. So feel free to post any question you'd like for me to look at and see if I can get some answers for you after we come back after the break. When I was thinking about doing this show and doing it without K's and my banner, which I really enjoy, I thought, God, what am I going to talk about? You know, so I did my kind of channeling thing with the angels, and I just kept hearing, you know, be grateful. And I am so grateful for so many things in my life. And I think sometimes when you hear someone tell you just to be grateful, you know, it just sounds like it doesn't sound like it really means anything anymore to a lot of people. But the bottom line is the basis of everything that we have in our life with love and everything is based in gratitude. The more gratitude you can show and be open to, the more that life works with you. Even the times when it doesn't feel like life is doing exactly what you thought it was going to happen, even be in gratitude for that. And that was a hard lesson for me to learn. And I've had to learn it, you know, more than once. A refresher course, I guess you could say. But there is a saying that says, the things you take for granted, someone else is praying for. So be thankful. I think with all the tension in the world today, if each of us would take just a few minutes every single day to be thankful for everything that you have, it starts a mindset that can transform your day. What I do every morning when the alarm goes off, or even before the alarm goes off when I wake up, before I get out of bed in the morning, I start thanking the universe for the things I have. And some people would go, well, why do you got to start off with that early in the morning? You know, talking to the universe or God. And I start off right away as saying, thank you for the roof I've got over my head. Thank you for the hot water in the shower. And believe it or not, thank you for the cold water. And why that right there might sound kind of strange. When I first moved to Arizona, the cold water, I thought something was wrong with the cold water tap because it only came out lukewarm. People who were born and raised in Arizona and never got anywhere else don't know what cold water feels like unless they put ice cubes in their water. So that's something else I'm very grateful for since I've moved back to the Midwest. But I'm thankful for the roof over my head. I'm thankful for Yogi and for my granddaughter and my son. I'm thankful for the part-time job that I have, that I really meet some amazing people. And they too have a mentality of being in gratitude. I've taught them the different days of the week. You know, I have Miracle or Magical Monday, Terrific Transformational Tuesday. I have Wonderful Wednesday, Thankful Thursday, Fantastic Friday, Super Saturday, and Sweet Sunday. And they just all love it. Every day they come in, what's today's again? What is it? And I'll tell them, and they just get a big kick out of that. They love it. So it's the little things. We all have so many things to be thankful for, but sometimes we just take it so much for granted that we don't even realize what we have until it's gone, right? So express your gratitude. Express your gratitude with your friendships. Let people know that they matter. A lot of times you go, well, they know I care. They know me, and I call them from time to time. I do this, I do that. But no, sometimes people just need to hear the words. They need to know that they matter. But it'll shift your whole attitude if you can wake up and start your day being in gratitude. And I have a set of prayers that I say after I get up and get dressed or whatever. And Yogi knows it's prayer time, and he'll get up on my lap and we say our prayers. And if he's not in the same room with me, I sit down and I start talking out loud and I say prayer time. He runs and jumps up on my lap and he just lays there until the prayers are done. But it just changes your whole attitude. I mean, you can wake up and you're stiff and you're sore or you're achy or maybe you're not feeling good, but you can be in gratitude that you're still breathing. You can be in gratitude that you have a job to go to bring income in. You can be in gratitude for, you know, having a four-legged little miracle that shares your space with you. You can be have gratitude for the clothes that you've got on, for the food you have to eat. There's so many different ways that we can be grateful for. And you have to remember too, if you start your day off in a good mood, being full of gratitude, that like energy attracts like energy. So if you can start off your day feeling like you've got joy in your heart and you're feeling good and you're feeling positive, when something comes up that could be perceived as negative, you can just flip it around to something positive. Like, oh, I'm really glad that person said that or did that, because now, you know, I can look at something from a different perspective. Doesn't mean I have to agree with them, and doesn't mean I have to take in what they've said to me. But I'm grateful for the experience. So again, it's how you look at things as life takes place during the day. And it helps you stay in a positive frame of mind. And it also, by doing that, someone can really treat you like crap or say something really awful to you that really hurts your feelings. And then when you look back on it, instead of being hurt or annoyed or, you know, want to say something back at them, if you can just breathe in for a moment and realize that that was a blessing in disguise, because maybe this person's letting you know that they're in such pain that they need to release that pain towards you. Doesn't mean it's okay, but maybe you can have a better understanding of where they're coming from. And it's really hard for someone to be mean to you when you're being nice to them. Think about that. That took me, that lesson took me a long time, but I think I've got it now. But the miracles and the blessings that we invite into our life, we do that by being in gratitude for the things that we already have. If you spend all day long wanting something different, that you don't take the time to be in gratitude for what you've got today, you're missing out. It happens to be, well, in my opinion, what happens when you do that, when you're so looking for, okay, this time next year, I'm going to be doing this and this and this, which is all fine and good. It's good to look forward to the future. It's good to want more things in your life or more situations, more blessings. But you've got to be grateful for what you have right in front of you right now, right this second, right this minute. You know, to me, I'm blessed to be here and to be on radio and talking with all of you. Does it always come out real smooth? No, but I'm real. You know, all I can do is be me. We have good days and we have bad days. Right now, currently, I'm on a medication that makes my mouth real dry. So if I sound like I'm drinking extra water, then I'm drinking extra water because my mouth is horrible right now. But again, I'm grateful that I'm here. I'm grateful that I've got the medication that hopefully is going to make me feel better. You know, we all have our own individual hopes and dreams. And at one time or another, sometimes it feels like we think the only way it can happen is if it happens in a certain way, whatever we've come up with in our mind. And when it doesn't come across like that or come to fruition in that manner, we think that we've lost it. You know, no one's paying attention to our wants and our needs and what we feel is best for us. And then as life goes on, you start looking around and paying attention, and you're going, oh, look what I've got now instead of what I had. So maybe the situation didn't take place in the exact way that you thought it was going to. But now you've got something different. And if you really think about it, probably better than what you had hoped for. There is a good thing with meditation. And I'm not one of these people that can sit down and just meditate like most people do. That's why I have so many baking meditations. It's because when I'm really stuck on something or I'm really upset with something or I'm really needing an answer and I'm not getting it just by sitting and trying to be quiet, I get up and I bake. And while I'm baking, that's when I get my downloads and I get my answers and I get my healings. So you don't have to do life the way other people think you should do it. You know, that you've got steps 1 through 10, and don't you dare jump up to step 9 if you haven't completed 4. You know, I'm not necessarily a rule follower, in case you hadn't noticed. So I think by showing gratitude and being in gratitude, it changes everything for you. Let me jump over here. Sorry about that. And it's sometimes even the smallest little thing that you can find to be grateful for sometimes can be the biggest blessing you've had for the day, the week, the month, the year. You know, going into 2024, it hasn't started out like what I thought it was going to. And when I've prayed about it and meditated on it with baking, what's come to me is things are going to be better than what I even hoped that they would be. You know, things are coming through in such a different manner than what they were last year. I'm doing more healings than what I've done in several years. And I say it's kind of like Reiki, but it's I think Reiki is just a name that somebody put on the energy that they were working with or they were doing. You know, there's so many different types and names for these healing modalities. So I think I've taken, you know, I'm a Reiki master. I've taken that information, I've absorbed it, and I've worked with it since I was in my 20s, so for 40 years. And I happened to go to a 3-day seminar from with a healer. And listening to him and going through his process, what it enabled me to do was to take the stuff that he was doing and how he was doing it, and it just like flipped a light switch inside of me. So no matter who you go to, who you teach with or learn from, don't ever think that they're the only that their way is the only way it can be done, because that's just not the way the universe works. We're all different. We all learn and absorb the information in different ways. And so I've taken a combination of the different Reiki modalities and then this gentleman's energy work or healing method. And it's kind of blended into something that kind of blows me away, to tell you the truth. And Kay and I've been working with that. And hopefully we're going to be offering some healing sessions, hopefully by the end of this month. And we would like, you know, to offer it all to you first once we get it going. So we'll put that out on one of the shows. And if you're interested in it, we'll have a link that you can click to and we'll get it all worked out. But it's pretty powerful, especially when you work with somebody Kay and I are so in tune when it comes to healing. But she looks at it one way and I look at it a different way. So you've got two halves of a whole, and I think it gives you a better insight or a more complete healing, if you will. But it's really funny how things show up for you when the time's right, when you don't even think the time's right. And Kay and I have been working with her daughter Kim, and Kim is just amazing. She takes after her mother, that's for sure. And so we're working with her. She's, as has been talked about before, she's got cancer as well. So Kay and I channel our own energy in hopes of helping her be comfortable and heal and to move forward. So I think Kay posted yesterday or today that she got to see Kim for the first time in over a week because Kim had received her chemo. And after she has the chemo, she's very susceptible to catching things. So people have to be real careful going around her. And Kay had been feeling very good, so she had to stay away from her. So she finally got to see her. I think it was yesterday. So that made both of us feel better that, she got to see her and that she seems to be doing a lot better and it's improving. And I think it's only two more sessions she may have. I'm not positive on that. Don't quote me. But again, and Kay and I both are talking about the gratitude and the blessings that we have this ability, and we've worked with different kinds of healing that and that her daughter was open to it. Not, just because you've got kids or a spouse or significant other doesn't mean that they believe the same way you do about this whole stuff. And fortunately, her daughter does. So it's been a joy to be able to work with her. So but again, I wanted to bring that up because again, it's something else that we're both in gratitude for. I know a lot of people who are going through cancer right now. In fact, I just saw a report this morning. I think it was late morning. The statistics of cancer through the world, it shows it like quadrupling over the next 70 years. So that's kind of scary. But I think what we can do as a whole, if we all pray for it or send healing or whatever that is, modality that you use or resource that you go to, if we can all shed some light and some positivity around that, I think we can start seeing more miracles than we see the death rate on that. So again, it's all about staying in gratitude, being grateful that, that we can share this and that other people are being drawn to the healing modalities. And when you have two people or three people or more focusing on one subject or one person and sending healing, it is, I'm telling you, it's amazing. When I had my double mastectomy, I had put out there, and a lot of people said, Peggy, you shouldn't post all this stuff. And I'm thinking, why not? This is what I'm going through. This is how I'm feeling. And I really needed the support of even strangers. I didn't care. Just I asked for prayers, Reiki, any kind of energy, whatever. And when I woke up after surgery, my doctor even said, I don't know what you've got going on. He goes, but I've never had a surgery go as smooth as what yours did. And then I went in for my, what was it, 3-week checkup. And he goes, I can't believe how fast you're healing. And I said, yeah, I said, I told you, I have people, and I know people in high places. So he just kind of looked at me strange. I thought, that's okay. I don't care. But again, I believe it works. I believe the power of prayer works. I believe the healing energy works. And it all goes along with being in gratitude. I mean, how grateful I was. And I posted it. And I had two different prayer groups going, and I literally felt the prayers. I felt the energy work that they did on me. And I really honestly believe if it had not been for everybody doing that, I'm not so sure I'd be here. So again, I'm in gratitude. I'm in gratitude for being alive today, not only because of the cancer, but because of the way I grew up, the way that I signed up for so many dang lessons this time around, and I'm praying, hoping, and praying that next time around I choose a lot calmer one. But still, I'm in gratitude for the things I've had to go through, to learn the lessons I've had to learn, and for the people I've been able to reach out to and to help. Even with Yogi, I mean, he's been a blessing in disguise, that's for sure. And I'm very grateful that he is in my life. And it's really funny because a lot of the times we're not so grateful until we've gone through something. And then when we look back, we're like, wow, look how blessed I was. Look how grateful I am that everything, all the pieces fell into place the way that they should. We just take so many things for granted. And life's too short to do that. You know, if you don't get anything else out of today's show, I hope you'll start learning to be in gratitude every single day and sharing that gratitude. You know, we all get so wrapped up in, you know, what's that going to look like? And, you know, what if I tell somebody that, you know, I'm so grateful they're in my life. What if they think I'm being too mushy or too whatever? Who cares? It's your feelings and your expression of gratitude towards them that keeps it going. And it is, sometimes it can be awkward because people don't know what to do when you do say things like, you know, I'm so grateful that you came into my life. You know, especially a female saying that to a man, they're going to like, oh, I don't want a relationship. But the thing about it is you have no need or want to be with that person in any other way other than a friend. And you're just letting them know that you do appreciate their friendship. You appreciate the fact that they hear you when you talk. And on the flip side, even though it's painful, you can be in gratitude when people leave. You know, I've been divorced twice. Both of them were messy and painful. And, oh my God, I would not have learned the lessons that I learned had I not been married to either one of them. One of them gave me my son. So I'm eternally grateful for that. One of them gave me the lessons that that I'm good enough. And I learned that from him treating me like I wasn't, I think the term was, I was lower than snake shit is what the terminology, that's what I was around for so many years. But when you stand up and claim who you are and you're grateful for the people who have hurt you the most, it flips a switch. It changes your trajectory. You know, you can wallow in pity and pain, and if that's what you choose to do, but why? You know, it took me a while, but once you realize that that person or persons came into your life for a lesson, once you've learned that lesson, it's time to move on. So you can be in gratitude for that. And for the people who've lost a loved one, they've passed on the other side, you can be in gratitude knowing that you had the time that you did with them and the things that you learned from them. So again, being in gratitude can change everything and anything. You just have to be open to it. Sorry, I had to get a drink. The other thing I was wanting to let you know too, with the gratitude and the shifts and the changes that you go through, the more you can focus on being in gratitude, the less you focus on what you don't have. And it's really strange how that works, but it's a given. So think about that. We're going to take a 5-minute break and we'll, or a few minutes of break, I should say, and we'll be back in just a little bit. Thank you. Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Peggy here at Strands of Wisdom on 12radio.com. Well, I hope you enjoyed the first half. It was kind of, I think, all over the place a little bit. I didn't plan on being on drugs and being on the air, but I have to take I'm on a pain medication and a muscle relaxer. So right now, that's the only way I'm getting through my day. So I still felt like the message was important to get out, you know, to remind everybody about being in gratitude, because it really can change your perspective. I think for me, I'm having pain in my lower back and with movement. And my lesson from it is I need to slow down a little bit, as far as I rush from here to there. I wait to the last minute and I've got to go do this, I've got to go do that. And I'm just being reminded that just to breathe and to take it all in and know that I'll get to where I'm going when it's the divine timing. So let me jump over here to the Facebook. Hopefully I've got it refreshed. Again, bear with me here. Suzanne Morrissey, she says, wonderful. She'll be there. So I hope you're out there listening, Suzanne. Welcome. I appreciate you showing up. And Kay will be here next week. So hopefully that will help. And Renee Andrews is in the house. Hey, Renee, so glad that you showed up. And she said, Peggy and Kay, happy Thursday. Happy, what's in Imbolc? What's that? Imbolc. I don't know what that is, but okay. So I'm glad you're here. As I said at the start of the show, if any of you want to have a question that you want answered, you want a reading or whatever, if you'll type your message in the Facebook chat room there, I can get some answers for you from your angels. And Yogi's wanting you all to know that he's here as well. He's being a little bit of a pain right now. He doesn't like when I'm sitting at the computer and I don't have him up on my lap. But if I do, then he likes to get right up onto the keyboard and he can hit some numbers that or letters that kind of throws me out of everything. So I don't want to take that chance. So he doesn't get to get up on mom's lap today. He's not very happy with it. But I will tell you a funny story about him. We had a bunch of snow here. I live in Kansas now. And he got a little bit of snow. Well, he got a lot of snow and within 2 weeks when we were up at Flagstaff. And then, you know, it was so high for that. So he went right outside the door and did his business. I had to clean it up. And then that was that. But he likes it out here with the grass and everything. And when we got our first snowfall, he was like, oh, not this again. And then we got probably 3 inches, which is really nothing. But he took his time. We have a patch to the right of my front door that's where he would go and do his business. But then he got to where, you know, the days were warming up a little bit. We had like 30 below wind chill. And so he didn't dawdle. He got out there and did his deal and came back in. But then as it started warming up, you know, patches of the snow started melting. Well, he started going over to every patch of snow and, you know, peeing all over it. And I thought, you know, it's just like a man, you know, he's writing his name in the snow. And now it had gotten down to where all the snow, well, let's see, 2 days ago, we still had just one little patch of snow. And it was the furthest away from the front door. And of course, that's where he went to go to the bathroom, where he wanted to pee all over that patch of snow. And now he's kind of been depressed. He goes out there looking for the snow and he has no more snow to play in. So I told him, that's okay. We got spring coming. He's got the grass is already green out there. And now we've got rain coming in, which he's not big on the rain. The snow he likes, but he's not big on the rain. So, but I thought that was funny. I've never seen a dog do that with the snow. Most of the time, especially the little ones, like to stay out of that area. So let's see here. Well, I'll go back over some of the things Kay and I have been talking about doing, and we're not real sure how it can work yet. But what we're looking to do is maybe do some time-based sessions on some healing, where we would both work on you at the same time. And then, you know, have it be where you can tell us in real time how you're feeling, you know, if you could feel the energy or if you could feel, a difference in where you were feeling versus after we stopped working on you, how you felt. So we're hoping to do that. We just have to get the logistics down with the radio to figure out how we're going to do this. So, and again, we decided, what was just 2 weeks ago, that we were going to start going weekly instead of monthly. So let us know how you feel about that. You know, if you're interested in us doing that, then we will continue. If the demand is not there, then we won't. But we're hoping that we can reach enough people, then we can make life easier for some people if we can. Because it brings from my perspective, when I do a healing for somebody, that the energy runs through me to that person, and they don't have to be in the same room with you, or even in the same country with you. You can reach out energetically. And then speaking of readings too, something was brought up to me. I was in a conversation with some psychic friends of mine, and we were talking about the kind of readings we like to do, and how they affect us and how they affect the person that we're reading for. And I've had several people say, "Well, I don't want to tell somebody too much, because then they're just throwing that back. I mean, they're not giving me a true reading." And my response to that was, the caller or somebody who's gives you a chat, because we do the chat on one too as well. The more information you can give us, the clearer an answer you'll get. We're not, at least I'm not, and everyone I know at one too is the same way. We don't try to fish for information and then say back to you exactly what you said. What we're looking for is, if the clearer the question to us, the clearer the answer to you, because then we'll know exactly what you're looking at, what you're hoping for, whatever, and we can respond back and give you the best message possible. Oh, okay, here we go. Catherine Higgy, she said, "Happy to receive a check-in for my angels. It's been a bumpy start to the year." Okay, Catherine, let's see here. Well, what I'm hearing for you is just hanging here. I mean, you made it through January, and I think that's the worst of it. And in fact, they're applauding you for everything that you've gone through just this month, or for January. And things will start easing up for you, and it feels like springtime. March, April will really things will really start to shine for you. It does feel like you've gone through the worst of it, though. They're saying, keep the faith, know that you're surrounded and protected at all times. And what I'm hearing, they've been trying to get your attention. It's like I can hear you praying or talking to your angels, and instead of pausing and waiting for a response or an answer to come through, you start to the next question. So they're saying, just give them a minute, give them a chance to respond to the questions that you have. They're saying that it's like they're pulling on your ear. It's like they're wanting you to hear what they have to say. So and they're trying. So just test it. Start with a question today and ask the same question the next 3 days, but don't ask anything else other than that one question. You'll get a good, clear answer to what you're wanting. But I am hearing that January was the worst of it for you for this year. 2024 looks good for you, looks positive and upbeat. It feels more upbeat and more positive towards spring. So just hang in there. Right now, it feels like it's going to be kind of things are shifting and changing, but it's not going to be, you're not going to see it as much or feel it as much until springtime. So hopefully that helps. Let's see here. I don't know if hold on. I'm having trouble with my Facebook refresh. So give me just a second here. Let me see if I've got somebody else in there. Okay. Oh, Susanna, that's so sweet. She says, "Thank you for being on, Peggy. Praying for your best healing. I would like a reading if possible on whatever is helpful for me to know now and moving forward in my life." Feels like wonky. I love that wonky energy. I hear you, honey. I'm right there with you. Feels like wonky energy and not so clear right now. Thank you. Okay, let's see here. Well, what I'm getting for you right off the bat is the fact that you are getting some messages, but it feels like some of the messages that have been the most clear are the ones that you think there's no way they can't mean that. But it feels positive for you, but it almost feels like you're not ready to have the good yet. Does that make sense? It's really strange the way they're showing it to me, because I do feel like mentally and physically, the things that you've been wanting are coming to you, but it's almost like you can't believe that it's true. Like it's that maybe you're not good enough, or there's no way on God's green earth the good things could be coming to you, but they truly are. It's already started for you. I'm hearing just take baby steps, and instead of trying to struggle through this wonky energy, they're saying just go with the wonky energy. You don't have to be in it, so to speak, but you can be an observer in your own life. You know what I'm saying? See the energy, feel the energy, and know that you don't have to own that wonky energy. You can go, oh, isn't this interesting? And then just let it go. And that will clear things up for you. I do feel like you've got some definite answers coming. Feels like there's two big questions that you're wanting. And I definitely feel like it feels like by the middle of this month that you'll have at least one of those two questions answered. So hopefully that helps. But it does feel good for you. Let's see. Bear with me. See, I'm not seeing everything here. Let me try to go over this other screen. Bear with me. I'm surprised you guys haven't made a comment. Yogi's been whining. Yeah, that's my boy. Let's see here. Don't know why this is. Jay, I know you're listening. If you're seeing any more comments, I just refreshed it twice, and I'm not even seeing the ones that you sent me. So anyway, the times have been really crazy, and if you watch the news, which I don't love the news by any means, but I feel I would be a disservice to myself if I don't at least listen to what's going on. I'm here. Let me get back over here. But what I've been doing, especially with this being an election year, and Lord knows I'm not going to get into politics because it's too much. But if you hear something or see something on TV that's upsetting to you, and it really makes you feel uneasy, pray for them or send energy to the situation. They've started the bombings and all that other stuff, and there's just so much going on everywhere, and people saying this and doing that, and but a lot of it's just so negative, I can't take it. I watch 30 minutes of news a day, and that's always from my time, five Central Time is 5:30 to 6. I watch the world news now because at least I feel like they give me a snapshot of what's happening. The rest of it I ignore. But again, being gratitude that we do have the ability to hear what's going on in all parts of the world and then send healing to it. That's all we can do. And if everybody does their part in that, then I really feel like things are going to turn around. I really feel like 2024 is going to be a positive year. I think it's gotten off to the energy's been, like she said, wonky. But hang in there with it. Just go with the flow and just send healing and love to the situations that are really driving us crazy. Is it Quelly? I've never been able to say your name correct, and I'm so sorry for that. She says she's gratefully blessed to be 51. Honey, you're young. Happy birthday. I'd sing to you, but that's my gift to you is I will not sing you happy birthday. Okay. But happy birthday. That's exciting. 50s were great for me. And they were really good. 40s and 50s both. I loved them both. 60s has been more of an awareness, if you will, of what life is really about. And I look back on my 40s and my 50s, and All the stuff that I worried about, that really, you don't need to worry. You know, that song, Don't Worry, Be Happy, is so friggin' true. If I had known then what I know now, oh my gosh, my life would have been just so much better. But again, I guess I had to go through those lessons, right? That I signed up for. Silly me. But I'm so happy for you. 50, the 50s are great. I think I felt more alive and more aware and more everything in my 50s. You know, 60s, the first part of it, I'm 66 and a half now, and I'd say between 60 and 63, physically and emotionally, were probably some of the hardest times I've had to go through. But again, I'm so grateful, I'm so blessed that I got through it, and I'm still here today. And as far as I know, I'm cancer free, so that's exciting. So again, you are, it's blessed to be 51. That's wonderful. I'm so happy for you. Enjoy it. Go with it. Let's see. This year feels pivot. I'm hearing the word pivotal for you this year. So it feels like you've got some choices coming up, and it feels like relatively soon. One of them feels like you may already be aware of it, and the other one feels like it's going to be the first part of the summer before you're faced with the decision there. But I feel like both of them, I'm hearing, go with the flow, go and do what you want to do, not what you think everybody else expects you to do or wants you to do. You know, life is not getting shorter, and you need to be, or not getting any longer, let's put it that way. And you need to be able to do what makes you happy for a change, instead of doing what everybody else wants you to do. You know, celebrate you, do what you want to do for a change. And it took me a while to stand up and let those close to me know, hey, I'm tired of being the one that always gives. I'm tired of being the one that always does this other, you know, I'm going to say no this time. I'm going to say, nope, not doing that. And it can be hard and it can be lonely, but at the same time, it's so freeing, you know, to just say no. And only say yes to the things you truly want to do. Because if you tell somebody yes and you're really not wanting to go, you're not doing anybody any favors at all. So think about it. And then Maya says, "Hi, Peggy, can I have a reading? I cannot seem to get motivated to look for a new job, etc. Any messages?" I think the first thing I get, you're going to have a job by the end of this month. I think you're having to, your body's still absorbing the energy in January. And again, I'm not an astrologer, but I think Jay knows a little bit more about this than I do. But I think it's Pluto, and that's the one that just came in for the first time in 200 years or something like that. And it's going to be around for a while. It's thrown everybody I know off. So don't beat yourself up over it. And a lot of people I've been talking to you have also gone through the same thing of, I just don't, I know I need to do it, but it's hard to get motivated. So don't worry, you're fine. You know, you're going through it. You're allowing the flow. I do, again, it feels like by the end of this month, you'll have a job that you'll be happy with. It feels like the other job that you were in, you were just kind of miserable. It's like you didn't match anybody else's energy. You know, it almost feels like you felt like an island by yourself. And I do feel like you'll be getting a job that you're going to be more included, if you will, to the mainstream of the job and the people you work with. And you're going to go to work. It feels like you'll go to work every day going, wow, I didn't know going to a job could make me feel this good. So you got a lot to look forward to. So I'm just going to tell you right out front, congratulations on your new job that you didn't really have to look for. It just kind of feels like it's going to fall into your lap. That doesn't mean you can't not look for a job, but I do feel like by getting stirring their energy in there now and start applying, by the end of the month, I think you're going to be in a job that you're going to be in gratitude that you've got it, because it's just going to feel good. It's going to feel right. You know, a lot of people too, when they ask the question about work, and when I tune in, I see that they've been fired, or you know, they were so unhappy. The universe, there's, and I've been through a time or two myself when I hated my job. I was miserable. It literally made me physically sick because of all the negative energy and the hatefulness that was going on. But I wasn't ready to quit. But when you get fired, you don't really have a choice, right? But the universe gives you multiple chances, to get through something, to leave and to find a better place. And when we don't, they can just kind of nudge you along, and that's when all of a sudden there's layoffs or you get fired or whatever. So again, you're not having a job for a new job. Just know that you've made it through another life lesson. So congratulations to you, honey. Keep hanging in there. Know that good is coming your way. 2024, like I said, it feels like it's going to be almost a magical year in so many ways. And I think some people will say that I'm crazy saying that, but it's just what it feels like to me. Is that yeah, we're I think we're going to be shown some life lessons for sure, because that's why we're here. But I do feel like people have shifted and changed enough where you can take a breath in and go, oh, this is why this is happening, or oh, this is why that happened. I can see that now, where before you couldn't. It's almost like the veil has become a lot thinner for a lot of people, and we're having to adjust to that energy. And also, it kind of gets into you where you're shown insights that you would have never thought of, and they just come out of the thin air, so to speak. And you're like, wow, okay, I get it now. You'll hear a random conversation, and really, that's the universe's answer to you about your situation, and you'll realize what's going on. So, again, look for the miracles. So there's going to be plenty of them coming up in 2024 for you. Okay. So hang in there. Okay. Let's see here. Okay. I do want to thank all of you for sticking with me through this hour. I know it's probably been kind of painful. I've been all over the place, but my heart was in the right place, if that helps. I love being on the air and talking with you all, and to giving the readings. I miss having my co-host Kay here. I love the banter that we can get into with each other. I like working with her energy. But you guys have really stuck through this hour, and I really appreciate it, because sometimes it's not easy on that side having to listen either. But know that my heart was in the right place, and I was so excited to start this new adventure with Kay. And to be on once weekly. So hopefully, we'll all be in our places next Thursday. And you'll get both of us instead of having to listen to me. Hopefully that helps. Let's see here. Oh. And before I forget it, I need to thank Jay for producing. He's Mr. Wonderful. He can help you through anything. Okay, you guys. Well, we're going to call this a wrap for today. I'm so th again so thankful and such gratitude that y'all showed up today. And sorry about Kay not being here. It's something that we had no way of planning.
Oh.
You guys know how it is to get in the doctor. If you get an appointment, you're like, whoop, whoop, you got to hang on to that appointment, So thank you for bearing with me. And I hope and pray that you guys will show up next Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific time, 3 p.m. Central Time, to Strands of Wisdom here on 12radio.com. Blessings to each and every one of you.